WILL programming is made possible by the Illinois Pork Producers. Todd Gleason will present a Market Outlook Roundtable featuring Steve Meyer, Tom Fitzenmeyer, and Jackie Fakes on February 5th during the Illinois Pork Expo at the Peoria Civic Center. All farmers welcome. More info at ilpork.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red May wheat, 622 and a half, down 2 3/4. Soft May, 571, down a half. March corn, 429 and a half, unchanged. December, 450, up a half. March soybeans, 1286 and 3/4, up 2. November, 1107, down 2 1/4. March soybean meal, 429.60, up 390, now $4. March soybean oil, 37.12, down 42. February live cattle, 142.77 and a half, down 62 and a half. February lean hogs, 85.57 and a half, and they are down 80.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is sure to attract a crowd. Among those presenting March 4th at the Beef House, Ag and Investment Services' Sue Martin. Also, Murray Wise will give us his thoughts on 2014 land values. And Jonathan Kopress will take us through the key facts of the commodity title of the new Farm Bill. And, of course, our great panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. It's all just $30. And we'll give you a Continental Breakfast, Beef House Lunch, and commemorative 25th anniversary hat. Call 217-333-7300 with your major credit card to reserve your spot, and you'll receive your tickets in the mail. That's 217-333-7300. On the telephone now to talk about the markets, it's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
A muted affair today, and I suppose it could be a muted affair this week.
Well, feels like we're in consolidation mode. Some of the larger grain traders are coming in and selling the puts and calls, both collecting some premium here, option premium, for the idea the market might stay range-bound or sideways for a moment and until we get some type of news to materialize. We'll see what takes place, but it feels like there's demand under the market. You know, we sold another 183,000 tons of beans unknown. That's the new crop, 2014-2015. Sold 119,000 corn unknown. That was this old crop, 2013-14. So there's buyers under the market, but yet, too, there's quite a bit of cash grain that can be sold here on some strength.
So the corn market continues to march sideways as it has since the middle of November, and it's right in the middle of that range, the suspected, quote, support resistance line, depending on which side of it you're on what day it is, around 425, 426.
Yeah, I don't think we'll go either way a whole lot. And the reason being is that, we've got the overall fundamental picture suggesting a sideways trend here for a little while until we get more into this spring or late winter and see what type of acreage mix we have and what type of weather forecast we have. And weather is quite important, especially when you take Des Moines on west. They continued, to see dry conditions, windy conditions here this winter. We'll see if they are fortunate enough to get a little bit of moisture to work with. But the problem or the key in the Western Corn Belt is irrigation. Talking to more and more guys, it's not going to have the water to work with as we go into the spring, and that could be critical in the acreage mix out west.
How much of that is factored in as premium to the marketplace now?
Well, I think that's keeping the futures here at this 4.5 level for now. Commercial trade, commercial grain traders have been selling December 450 corn puts. Now, if a commercial sells a 450 corn put, that tells us they're kind of comfortable here at these present levels.
And if you're a hedger and looking at that December for new crop, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think overall here, if we get the acreage out and we have favorable weather, the risk is to the downside as a producer. We kind of like protecting this $4.50 to $4 level. If things would turn negative, we feel the first benchmark would be $4. We like establishing price floors, leaving our upside open for, you know, a point we can deliver to wherever we want, try to capture that best bid out there. Then plus two, we're not locking in a whole lot of bushels, and if this dry weather would move to the east here, be caught short on bushels. So we like being flexible. We like going the paper route now and taking advantage of these levels here and giving us some flexibility to zig and zag as we go through the growing season.
Given what Informa has said about the acreage prevented planted acres as well as CRP acres coming back into production, are we even really going to have that much of an acreage battle? It seems like there's going to be enough acres to go around.
The very last part of your comment there is kind of what we're looking at, is there's plenty of acres, period. I don't know if there's going to be a battle. You know, you can argue the mix, and then the analysts will argue the mix here. Look at me, I think this, I think that. But the bottom line is we're going to have corn acres well below or near the 90, 91 million acre estimate to make it an issue. Now, we're going to see a lot less acres due to the fact that, you know, it's dry out west. Then two guys wanted to take advantage here and turn some corn on corn into beans. Talking to guys that sell corn for a living, they're mm-hmm. telling us that definitely corn sales are down, even on good black ground in some areas here. There's even guys saying, well, I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to wait and see if these seed corn guys cave and give me a little bit better deal, which I don't think will happen.
Turn your attention to soybeans, please.
Continues to wait for the cancellations out of the southern hemisphere. And it's kind of comical that one of the headlines was commercial firms waiting for confirmation from the USDA on these cancellations. Well, the commercial firms are the first ones to know.
They usually know right away.
This will probably happen as we move more into February here, switching around. But the overall world dynamics is starting to change a little bit. You know, we've seen the Argentine farmers and South America in general wanting to hang on or hoard inventories here due to currency fluctuations, inflation. So we'll see how timely those beans move out. Just like here last fall, there's a huge lineup of ships waiting to be loaded. So we'll see how fast that crop comes out. We'll continue to trade South American weather. Here over a week ago, the trade was worried about dry weather in portions of Argentina. Those areas, for the most part, are receiving some rains. But then there's some areas in Brazil starting to dry out. So we're going to continue to trade this South American weather. The drier areas of Brazil will help harvest activity, but yet the later beans will be dinged a little bit. So it's going to create some ups and downs in the market. The key thing on the beans is to make sure technically that we come in here and hold those lows we made Friday. Failure to hold Friday's low would be quite disaster if you're wanting the market to go up.
Yeah, that's at 1262 area in the March composite daily. Let's say for a moment that Argentina's delays means a few more weeks for U.S. beans. WASD says, wow, which were already over 102% of of what they said the exports were going to do. So they drive ending stocks down to 130, 125. Is it worth anything to the futures market at that point, given world stocks are so high?
Well, it's going to create a move back above the $13 level price-wise. But the thing to watch is the basis level. The basis is going to give you the idea where the direction's at. Right now, this Asian group's buying the new crop 2014. Okay. So we've got to keep an eye on this basis.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Tickets for the March 4th All-Day Ag Outlook meeting are now on sale. Call right now at 217-333-7300. and reserve your tickets. You'll hear from Sue Martin and all of our great agricultural panels. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.